Coming up is Suzanne Owens. And not only, she's just an absolutely fabulous spoken word artist. So we're going to ask, because she doesn't have a guitar, and she doesn't have a mandolin, and she doesn't have all the other things that fill up the cafe and people don't mind when they're singing, she just has a voice, and she would very much like to have her voice heard, and you're going to want to hear her voice. So we're going to ask just for this piece that people please keep the talking to a minimum so that we can hear Suzanne and you can hear her fabulous writing. So without further ado, Suzanne Owens.
Thank you, thank you. This poem is about a loss, and it starts with a cultural exchange trip where my son, it's really about my son, and his girlfriend met, and then what follows after. The new lovers didn't find each other in the town library or cafeteria, but in a courtyard, a villa in Pompeii, where their chronicle began, where their eyes filled chasms with all the flavors of light, all the possibilities of love. They're only 16, but return ageless, disembark the school bus as if descending from Olympus, with the taste of Earth's womb still on their lips, the print of night on their thighs, smelling of Isis, her magic transformations. The girl's dark hair billows like a silk wing taking the wind, and the boy's vigor rides it. What clue did the burned amphorae in the deep earth whisper? What did the ancients teach them in mosaic and soot? Did the memorial daubed onto the cave shelf caution, preserve your divinities, your wall drawings, the shells you first sailed? We return from delirium, but the barricades are already set, the petrified living linked to the moments that precede. Can the charm cast by the stone arms of Aphrodite endure mutilated years, defiled boundaries? Should we their elders go? Should we take the spell the smiling belly of the goddess bestowed? Would her breasts freed like Hosanna's enlighten us, tell us all we do not know? Did the villa of mysteries explain how love is sacrificed? Did the Hellenistic poetess gazing from the wall worn, not even a small deer will come to take its place? And the next section is forever. I stand outside by the hospital wall, protected from ice and the Canadian winds, then walk my thoughts around the cul-de-sac. Nothing is forever, and everything is forever, I think again and again, cursing dead ends and my mother's dying. I curse the doctors, the hospital, the city, my failures and my father's death, too young. Once he said, I'll mend your doll, I'll operate, I'll sew her up. And lying in the grass, looking up at the sky, knowing when I went back inside, my favorite doll, Gloria, would live again. And she did. But walking back through the doors, only to be confined inside again, I'm face to face with my mother, her fragility already disintegrating into the sheet. The next day, I stumble back from the viewing room after seeing mother in her coffin, herself missing, a stranger, jaw set, hard, bruised arms. as if the dye from her dress had seeped into her skin. The family waits in claustrophobia, a pride protecting the kill. But I stand like a child, my face in a corner, wishing I could walk through the door. When, from behind, a gentle, sudden bulk of warmth, my son's arms and body. My son, 2 feet taller than I, and yet his adolescent years lean down over me, protecting my space. After the funeral, he said with confidence, "Let her go, Mom. It was Grandma's time. It's what she wanted." But now what's wrong? Now, tonight on the telephone, his lifeless voice, halting, bewildered, my flesh melds to the earpiece, as when in the distance you must stop, lean into the ocean to hear the waves. My hand holds chunks of his silence, squeezing the breath from the wires and squinting to see with my ears, trying to harness what is out there, unmeasured, unknown in his crushing sky. He says, "Molly broke up with me, Mom. I feel like that white balloon when we let it go, only to watch distance reduce it until its existence disappeared forever." Where are my words? Where are my words to make it conventional? The soothing that creates a difference, the alternative like a spice to define it. I'd fly across a continent to hold him. I would leave my body. But I'm only the air controller trying to talk him down. Suddenly, I remember him at 10. After we told him his father was leaving to live elsewhere, he screamed, fists clenched, face bloated, blue eyes wet and red. "You mean forever? You mean this will go on forever? Until I'm 20? Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. And thank you all for listening.